boy, do I need to record this podcast. Oh, there you go, Checo. Go. Way overdue to talk to you guys. Way overdue. I don't know where to start. Lots of good things happening, honestly. Did a 3-day liquid fast where I only have liquid, including protein shakes. And so that was cool. That's something positive to be able to do that. We have the luxury to go through, to choose our fasts and not be forced to starve. Checo! So workouts have been great. I've been very happy with the results there. The teaching job that I wanted to get didn't go through, but there's other opportunities sort of on the horizon. But anyways, all I know is that from all the philosophies, all the religion, all the mental struggles, all the things that we have to think about, figure out, at the end, what remains? The only thing that remains is our actions. What did we do? And it's a comfortable thought. It's our actions what matters. You know how I have been telling you guys that I haven't really found a good book to read? Well, I discovered that some of the best books to read, like that are just blowing me away right now, that are just too much. I need to slow down because I'm just listening to them like in the background, and I don't think that's a good thing, are on YouTube. So there's these full-length books on YouTube, and they're just, and honestly, and the same goes for Spotify. You can find, if you have the Spotify subscription, it includes audiobooks. And I found like several books that are just like really, really hitting the spot. But like I said, I got to slow down and reread them and really listen to them. I sort of play them in the background, then I catch like spiritual nuggets here and there, where like aha moments, where like I'm like, wow. They're not even aha moments, they're not even like realizations, they're just like, they just hit you, they're just like, wow. And from the several books that I'm sort of listening to passively, one that I have mentioned on this podcast before that I considered going over after the 50 Rules of Stoicism is what? It's the Course in Miracles, right? So I'm listening to, and I'm not sure what the deal is with the Course in Miracles. I know that there's multiple versions, so other authors have talked about it or created books around it, but originally was written, I don't know how long ago, I have to look it up, and it's very long, right? And so it's very dry, but I've been listening to it on Spotify, and there's some stuff that I hear that I'm just like really blown away. Like I'm just thinking, this is like incredible. I totally see how Pete Holmes, you know, keeps bringing it up. And I do want to go over it, I think, in this podcast, because I think it's just, yeah, there's some incredible beauty and truth in that book. A lot of cutting that out. No more ums. That's it. I have been harsh on myself. I've been tough on myself. I'm sort of going back to who I was afraid to become again, a little bit. But at the same time, it might not be necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes we need a little bit of just discipline, toughness, numbness to just grind away to get somewhere. And I think that's why I'm okay with it, as long as I'm somewhat aware of that I might not be fully awake or alive, if you will. And I'm okay with it. I am. Because as long as you sort of manage it, as long as you sort of, like I said, you got to be sort of aware of it and make sure it doesn't go out of control. I don't know if that's a solution. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, honestly. What the fuck do I know? Okay? All I know is, like, I decided to always, I realized that I'm a fighter. I don't quit. I've realized that. And I'm not going to quit. So even when, you know, in my head it gets super dark, hellish dark, you know, I am the worst person. I'm broken and nothing can fix me and it's forever. I still, I'm not going to give up. I don't buy it. So God, the way I look at it is that God, if you want to punish me, if you hate me, whatever you do to me, you're not going to break me. And even though it makes no sense, God would never do that. God is love. We know that. I don't have to say that. My point, even just making the statement, you know it's ridiculous. But my point is, that's how strong our mind is. It's like how it can convince us of things that are ridiculous, right? So, yeah. I had a dream where I was harsh on Checo, and I woke up and I'm like so frustrated with these negative dreams, and I'm like really, I'm like upset with God almost. I'm like, why am I getting, there was a time when I was getting just beautiful dreams for like back to back, and I was, you know, I was just like very heavenly, and now getting these, you know, I'm not actually, you know what, I'm not having nightmares. I'm just not having, just having, I don't, I guess I'm just not having good dreams. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are in life, focus on this moment. Do your best, but at the same time, do more than that. Life is a weird paradox where you give it your best, but yet you let it all go at the same time. You give in. But you give in to not the negativity, you don't give in. You give in to reality, if that makes sense. You give in to whatever, wherever you are, wherever you're with, whatever's happening, you sort of give in to that reality. But you don't give in to the negativity. I mean, the negativity is like, you are broken, you are bad, you know, and all that. You sort of just give in to what's real, and realize that at the end things will work out. They always do, always have, and I can vouch for that for sure. 40 years old, I'm still here. I'm unemployed. I'm not married. I don't have a house. I have a crappy car that I'm afraid might break down on me. Chevy Sonic, weird ass car. But I'm here. And I'm not giving up. And I'm, you know, I'm changing the things I can change. That's what I'm doing. Okay? Let's go over the Stoic Rule. I know I started this whole doing the Stoic Rule at the beginning versus the end. There's so many things I want to share from The Course in Miracles. Honestly, it's fucking incredible. I can't wait to share it with you guys. Where did Checo go? So here we go. Just finding my own podcast on Spotify. Let's see what the last rule was. It was rule 47. So what is the next rule? 50 Rules of Stoicism by Ryan Holiday. Here we go. Ooh, 48. The obstacle is the way. I remember reading that book of his by this title, by the name of this rule. And I just remember it was a damn good book. I don't remember all the details. I just remember it changed me, for sure. It changed my perspective on things. That the thing that we see as bad in our way, preventing us from reaching our goal, is actually just the thing that's on the way to that place that we're headed towards, the good place. And I just remember thinking how genius that was. Like, that is so genius. The thing that we like, oh, it's on my path, it's blocking me, I can't move forward, it's right there, right in front of me, how am I gonna, you know, how am I gonna keep moving forward? But you don't realize that it's more like on the side of the road, the way I picture it in my head. Like, it's on your way, it is maybe on your road, even in your way too, but that doesn't mean you can't get around it. But it's like, that is the path, that was the path that you were supposed to take with that thing in the way, or on the way all along. And that's sort of like something happened, where like, because I before that I was always thinking about obstacles being something that stands in the way between you and where you're supposed to be, which is ridiculous. But you'll realize, like, no, that is the way. Oh, go, Chico, good job. And so that was a game changer for sure. And I think that I highly recommend that book, by the way. Especially depending on where you are in life, it could really. It's weird. Books are weird. Like, if you get the right book at the right time in your life, it could be the best thing ever. And, like, Obstacles the Way is definitely one of the books that I recommend to people, because I remember how much it changed me. I don't remember all the details. I just remember that if there's just one message that I got out of it, it's that, and it's worth it. And I remember, like, but I'm sure there was other realizations. Hey, Checo. I'm sure they had other realizations, but that's the main one. So, keep up the grind, people. Keep up the fight. Don't give in. No matter how convincing your thoughts are in terms of convincing you that you're bad, broken, life is bad, don't buy it. Do your best every day. Do whatever you can. If you're depressed and you cannot move and your dishes are piling up, do one dish, do one thing, do the thing that you can do. Sometimes you don't pay the bills for a while, but then when you have that moment when you're like, it's perfect, you have the perfect amount of energy, it's a perfect time, then go ahead and pay those bills, you know. Just keep going. Just hey, Chiquito. Just keep going. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's like, we're both going to get to where we need to get to. Like I said, even though everything else seems to around me feels like points to an ultimate failure in my life, it's not true. It's not true because there's signs where I see where it's not true. So you just have to, like, you get a glimpse of light, a brief period of light, and then that's what keeps you going. And so just keep going. Just know that the tunnel this way, Checo, this way. So just keep going. Just know that this dark tunnel eventually leads out. And like I said, in my personal life, I get these moments where I see a little bit of light, and then that's what keeps me going. Erica used to say to my ex used to be good at, like, this one thing, the one philosophy that she had that I loved, which was that just when you think you can't breathe, you can't go no more, God gives you like one tiny, like, part, like a little bit of breathing, like a breath. Just keep going, just for one more minute, for one more second, you know. And it's just, life sometimes does feel like that. It doesn't have to be. I think that it doesn't have to be. The reason that I think the suffering is sort of optional, that's what I feel like. I feel like if you understand that everything is the way it's supposed to be, that these obstacles are in your way, not on your way, that is, and not in your way, then life does become a lot easier. And that's what I'm starting to think. Like, Checo, even like right now, me, Like, my struggle is, like, I feel like a bad guy. I told you this. There's this part of me. Like, I come from my dad was not a good guy. So I'm struggling with that whole, when you have, either you worship your dad or you hate your dad. You want to be nothing like it. For me, it's the latter. And and there's plenty of movies about that, right? So many movies about the son, like, avoiding so hard not to be like their dad. And so that side of the family is just not good guys, a lot of them, you know. And then not on top of that, and I don't blame them. That would be wrong, right? Like, the decisions I've made since I was a kid, they've been, like, I've been, you know, making, like, not the best decisions. So I sort of became, like, you know, sort of became like a douche. And then sometimes an asshole, a little bit harsh on people, a little bit judgmental. And I know that. And it sucks. And I don't want to be like that, especially since society, Instagram, Oprah, Facebook, all these movies, all these, you know, mediums, they're all these different channels are spreading this message of obviously love and goodness, and then you see yourself as like somebody who's not like that, and then you feel shitty, right? So that's my struggle. But at the same time, I catch myself so many times where I'm like, no, I'm gonna stop beating myself up. I'm doing my fucking best here. I'm not gonna give up. And no one is perfect, right? That we have to remember that. Like, there's this illusion that we have sometimes that, like, we can't overcome. Where, like, we see people on social media and movies and people that we worship. And we worship them because a lot of us don't realize this, but we think that they're so perfect. They're not, you know. They might have done some things that they totally regret and not proud of. And we realize we're all sort of broken. And we're all the bad guy and the good guy in one, because that's what makes us human. We're human beings. We're both the good and the bad. We can't say we're just good, we're just bad. We're both. And the key is, what is it that you ultimately believe? What's the ultimate decision about yourself and humanity? What's the ultimate take on? I see some of my friends on Facebook that are posting nonstop about the Palestinian conflict, but at the same time, there's a lot of, like, build up anger there. Like, there's something else behind it where you're like, I'm like, whoa, like, you know, there's, like, you haven't posted in 10 years and now you're posting nonstop about this conflict in such a harsh way, not even a smart way, in a kind way. Like, you're posting it where just, like, it's just like you can feel the anger. And I'm thinking, like, I don't want to be that. I don't want to become that person. I definitely, definitely wish, dear God, this is my official pray right now. My official prayer, that is. Dear God, please don't let me become old and bitter and resentful and hateful and regretful. Amen. That's my prayer. Come here, Checo. Come here, Checo. Oh, hold on, guys. There's a... Oh, okay. I was able to just continue recording. I thought I had to start over again. Checo is the cutest. He's digging a big ass hole into the sand, which I think to me is like so adorable. What's that called? Why am I talking to you guys like you guys on phone call with me? What was I saying? I'm a little bit distracted just because of the lifeguards are passing by. And apparently, not apparently, dogs are not allowed on the beach, which is like ridiculous. It's one of the best combos on the planet. Dogs on the beach and coffee. So, yeah. But I guess what I'm trying to say, what am I trying to say? What was I saying? Doesn't matter. I guess to just move on, right? Do your best at any one moment. Push yourself to do the hard things. Sometimes you have to do something to challenge you to get out of your funk. I'm sorry, there's sort of like no way around that, if you will. Believe in yourself, do your best, don't give up. So many people, like, I look at my daughter and I got super upset with last night. She was going to sneak out without telling me, and I lost it. I don't punish her. I don't tell her to stay. I just say some things that maybe I should have said, but I feel bad about that. There's that bad guy feeling. And yeah, what was I saying? So she's living in this world where, like, it's just darkness. It's just, like, not just darkness internally, but she's manifesting it externally. It was just, like, in her room, 24/7, sleep, smoke weed, eat, repeat. That's it. And that's a lot of Gen Z, right? Right now, weed is their escape. And they can't believe in themselves. They can't believe that they're capable of more. You know, the funny thing is, I'm stupid, I'm naive. I realized this, how naive and stupid I was when I was young. But at the same time, there's something beneficial in that. When you're naive and stupid and you go as if you can accomplish something big, you aim for the stars, but you land on the moon type thing. Is that how the saying goes? Probably not, right? I'm such a foreigner, so forgive me. But it's so true. Like, I realized, like, I was so naive. But at the same time, I got somewhere. Like, it's something. It's not, you know. Like, and why do we have to, and why do I keep phrasing things in terms of, isn't that funny? Have you guys noticed how, like, this is something I realize now. It's like, the way I phrase things is, like, I make it seem like success is, like, this, like, what, you know, like, being super famous, super rich, or super whatever. And I need to, like, sort of let go of that, right? What is success? Success is the ability to be one with the Tao. That's my take on success. And there's no better definition of success, in my opinion, because if you're one with the Tao, if you're one with reality, one with the truth, and you let things just be, and not just let things be, I think that one of the mistakes that when we preach let things be, we sort of phrase it in the way that let external things be what they are. But I think what's missing in this philosophy that we preach and teach and spread is that let things be even internally, the thoughts that you have, you know, like, don't judge them, don't go deeper into them. You know, so just keep things, and I've said this before on this podcast, keep things at the first layer. Like, don't go deeper than one layer. So if you're feeling guilty and you can't get out of it, you shouldn't feel guilty. God is love. That's what I'm hearing from Course in Miracles. Guilt is not, comes from the ego, but it's like, but leave it at the first level, at the first layer. Like, don't add more to it. You feel guilty, now you feel guilty that you feel guilty, now you feel guilty that you feel guilty that you feel guilty, etc., etc. And you get, dig deeper into, like, you add another layer to it, you combine it with something else, and now it's this mumbo jumbo of just negative thinking and negative feeling and just a big pile of guilt. And now it's, you know, now you're depressed in your room and you can't get up. And then, like, you know, let things, like, okay, you're guilty, you did something bad, okay? All right, leave it at that. Okay, Checo, come here. All right, I gotta go, guys. I just get too distracted with the lifeguards around, so I'm gonna go. All right, have a great day. Love you guys. Stay Checo, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.